I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to sign tariffs on steel and aluminum imports as early as 3:30 p.m. local time Thursday, with some trading partners receiving temporary exemptions. China's foreign minister said Beijing will respond as necessary. Wang Yi said that history has shown that trade wars are never the solution, and in a globalized world, choosing a trade war is the wrong prescription. As a result, it will only hurt both sides. White House officials said Mexico and Canada would get a 30-day exception that could be extended. Britain said that it will methodically work out who carried out a nerve agent attack on a Russian ex-spy and his daughter, then take robust action. Interior Minister Amber Rudd.
The investigation is moving at pace, and this government will act without hesitation as the facts become clearer. As my right honourable friend, the Foreign Secretary, made clear on Tuesday, we will respond in a robust and appropriate manner once we ascertain who was responsible.
Despite her calls to avoid speculation and allow police to carry out their investigation, several lawmakers pointed their finger at Russia. Rallies are being held across the globe Thursday to celebrate International Women's Day and to demand an end to the exploitation, discrimination, and violence toward women. In New Delhi, hundreds of women marched through the streets to protest domestic violence, sexual attacks, and discrimination in jobs and wages. In Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi urged women to build peaceful democracies. This is VOA News. The Syrian ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva defended Thursday the ongoing military operations in eastern Ghouta. Hussam Allah said that the military operations in eastern Ghouta were targeting terrorist organizations. He added that they were in accordance with international humanitarian law and that they have committed to a daily humanitarian truce. Besides the bombing and the shelling campaign, Syrian forces and their allies have also launched a ground offensive on the last rebel stronghold. The UN believes 400,000 people are trapped in the enclave with very little food and scarce medical supplies. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he recognized and shared the concerns expressed by the government of Ethiopia about the incidents of violence and loss of life.
And so while we appreciate the government's responsibility to maintain control and not allow violence to break out and harm innocent people as well who may become victims of violence, it is important that the country move on past the state of emergency as quickly as possible.
Tillerson said promoting peace and security, the development of trade and good governance are the three pillars of Washington's approach to Africa. Russia's foreign minister has signed economic agreement with Zimbabwe, one of his five stops on an Africa tour. Anita Powell has that story.
The stated aim of Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's trip to old ally Zimbabwe was to reaffirm relations and to ink deals that the Kremlin says will cement bilateral ties. His visit also coincided with his American counterpart's first trip to the continent this week. Lavrov criticized U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson for his view on Chinese involvement in Africa. In a speech before his departure, Tillerson accused China of encouraging dependency in Africa. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The Carter Center said that Kenya's 2017 elections were a setback for the East African country's democratic development. In its final report on the elections, the U.S.-based center said the process of tallying final results suffered from delays and lack of transparency. The group said the Electoral Commission hastily declared the final presidential elections on August 11th based on the results from each constituency and prior to the receipt of all results from each polling station. The Korea Paralympic Committee said Thursday North and South Korea will not march together at Friday's opening ceremony of the Winter Paralympics because of a disagreement over whether to include islands which are in a dispute with Japan on the United flag. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1.